Episode number 2138 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, January 26, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Martha Stewart is changing her stance on one of the great taboos of wine drinking.
Uh-oh, what is she doing?
She says it's okay to throw ice cube into your white wine.
Why would you do that?
Well, you know, cool it off, you know.
I mean, I've thrown an ice cube in for like 30 seconds. Enough to bring down the temperature.
Yeah.
But I've never left it in there because that would water it down.
But you could put the wine bottle in the freezer for 10 minutes and pull it out and your wine would be perfectly chilled.
What if you're outside at a party and there's not a freezer to be had?
And the white wine's been sitting out on the table, not on ice.
Right.
Well, Martha says, quote, "I will put ice in my wine. I extend the glass quite a bit by the addition of ice cubes."
You know why? Because it melts. Makes more liquid.
She goes, nobody minds it anymore, even fine winemakers.
If she says nobody, that's inclusive of everybody, which I am a part of, and I do mind.
Oh, you do mind? Well.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, Martha just made her own California Chardonnay called Martha Shard. She's even taste tested it for her friends.
Martha Shard.
Martha Shard. It'll be sold nationwide starting on February 1st for $12 a bottle.
Boy, she just keeps going at it, doesn't she?
Yeah. She said, I thought Chardonnay in America needed a little bit of a redesign to simplify and make a very palatable white wine that would sell like crazy. Sell like crazy, Martha.
Because, you know, Martha
just
doesn't have enough
ice.
Money.
Right. She doesn't. Just add ice. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Remember the original Joe Millionaire?
Yeah.
Well, his name was Evan Marriott.
Yep.
He became an overnight TV sensation when he started on the 2003 dating
show. I watched the entire series. I've never watched all of The Bachelor, not one season of The Bachelor, any of these relationship ones, but Joe Millionaire, I thought was splendid.
Evan, who was marketed as a millionaire looking for love.
Right.
Later revealed to be a construction worker with an annual income of $19,000.
Which I think is bunk.
Well, he was photographed recently looking a little bit different.
Well, it's been 20 years. I would think so. I look different.
I do, too. 20 years ago? I wish I looked like I did 20 years ago. So what has Evan been up to since Joe Millionaire? Well, let me tell you.
Pray tell.
He returned to construction following the show.
Okay.
He's been an active member in the wrestling community.
What?
Oh, natural progression. So you might recall the woman who won his heart on the show?
No, I don't.
No?
But I know that somebody did.
Zora.
Wow.
Zora Andrich.
Okay.
Now, they split the $1 million prize before splitting up themselves. but she says she still keeps in touch with her ex.
Now, here's the deal. I remember this now that you mentioned that. Okay. I remember that there were several criteria.
Uh-huh.
If the woman, when she found out that he was broke, she was not told she'd get any prize money. But if she still wanted to date him.
Remember
that was the deal. Uh-huh. So she fell in love with him, not for his money.
Aww,
but for his butt or something. Sure, he was kind of good looking. Probably looked pretty good in a tool belt, too, I'm sure.
That's part of the requirement.
Well, all's well that ends well. They all got... The half million is long gone by now for both of them.
Oh, yes.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they still talk.
Do they really? Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
As she puts it, we share an experience of which few others can relate.
Ah, well, she should tune into the new series, Joe Millionaire, for richer or poorer, which is on Fox now, or is getting ready to go on Fox now.
Our apologies, Benedict Cumberbatch. That's what the official Wheel of Fortune Twitter account posted this week after host Pat Sajak admitted on this past Sunday's Celebrity Wheel that he didn't know who Benedict
was. Was that what
Benedict
he said? I was trying to get... I guess he really didn't know. I didn't kind of catch that.
I could have sworn he said, I don't know.
I think he was faking it, though. Something about host privilege or... That's good host. That's being a good host or something. I don't remember what he said.
Something like that. Anyway, yeah. Benedict was part of a wheel puzzle, and when so celebrity, you know, contestant Tatiana Ali, she saw the puzzle. Pat asked her if she knew who he was.
See, and I felt like
He didn't.
Yeah, it felt like he was kind of joking with her, and like she had like tousled his 74-year-old brain, or however old he is. And, oh, yeah, that's who that is. That's what I thought it felt like.
It was weird. And when I think about it...
But I guess he didn't know.
I think it's kind of open for interpretation about what you heard from it.
I don't think he knows who Benedict Cumberbatch is, even to this minute. He probably doesn't know. Like, who? Benedict who? Why is that a puzzle? Vanna, can you answer me why that's a puzzle?
Well, Pat covered by apologizing to Mr. Cumberbatch, saying he spends a lot of time in his basement and has no idea what's going
well,
on.
Well, no, I remember that joke. I remember
right.
That, joke. That was good. He still probably doesn't know. I mean, he probably doesn't. It's Pat Sajak. It's like, oh, Benedict Cumberbatch. I have no idea. I haven't a clue. First off, Benedict Cumberbatch is one of the best names in Hollywood, I think.
Absolutely.
For anybody.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a fantastic
Benedict
name.
Cumberbatch.
And I'm pretty sure it's not his real name, but it might be. I don't know.
I think it is. I haven't Googled
it,
wonder, but I think it is.
Do you wonder if people call him Ben or Benny?
I bet some do.
I
doubt he goes through life with the word name Benedict as his always.
Benedict,
you know.
Come over here. I've got some people I want you to meet. This is Mr. Cumberbatch. We like to call him Sherlock Holmes or Doctor Strange, depending on which costume he has on.
Do you
think Halle Berry goes by Hal sometimes? Do you think Van Hunt calls her Hal? Hey, Hal! You know, I mean, that's a natural thing to do. Because I would call Benedict Cumberbatch. I wouldn't call him Benedict. Call him Ben.
Bring it in any way you can.
Benny, come on over,
Poor
bud.
Poor Halle Berry. That sucked.
We'll talk about Halle Berry.
Now, in Parent Trap.
Where did that come from?
The Dennis Quaid, Natasha Richardson Parent Trap.
Right.
With Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Why are we talking about this?
Because Lindsay Lohan, one of her twin names was Halle.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
And he called her Hal.
He did call her Hal.
That's the Hal I think.
See? There you go. Halle Berry, you may go by Hal. Morgan says so.
I didn't say so. I just...
More Who Cares tomorrow.
You're such a...
Have a great day, and...
I'm sorry. You know what? You know how Jimmy Kimmel always apologizes to Matt Damon for not being able to have on? I'm going to start apologizing to Halle Berry. I'm sorry, Halle. Sometimes there's not much you can do with him.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.